The fourth day of the blessed month of Amshir, the martyrdom of St. Agabus, one of the 70 disciples. It was on this day that St. Agabus, one of the 70 disciples, was martyred. They were chosen by the Lord to go before him to preach the word of life. St. Agabus was with the 12 disciples in the upper room of Zion on the day of Pentecost. God granted Agabus the gift of prophecy, as the Acts of the Apostles tell us. In Acts 21, verses 10 through 11, it says, "And we stayed many days, and a certain prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. When he had come to us, he took Paul's belt and bound his own hands and feet and said, 'Thus says the Holy Spirit, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man who owns this belt and delivers him into the hands of the Gentiles.'" Agabus also prophesied about a famine which was fulfilled during the time of Claudius Caesar. This apostle preached the gospel to many countries, converting many of the Jews and Greeks to the faith of the Lord Christ. Finally, the Jews of Jerusalem seized him and scourged him severely, and then tied a rope around his neck and dragged him outside the city, where they stoned him until he delivered his pure spirit into the hand of the Lord, whom he loved. And thus St. Agabus received the crown of martyrdom. A light came down from heaven to his body, and when a Jewish woman saw the light, she cried, saying, "Truly this man was righteous." And then she shouted in a loud voice, saying, "I am a Christian." And they stoned her also, and she departed in peace, and also received the crown of martyrdom. May the prayers of St. Agabus be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.